yesterday and day before, which has flowed in possibly into today, a tweet came out showing the West Gate Metropolitan Centre plans that will be developed. Well, the developments will happen over the next decade or so, but the plans have been going since the 90s. The tweet concerned, which is in the blog, states that separate uses generating traffic, not much surprising, not surprising Northwest Auckland will drown in the ocean of car parking. That being for a metropolitan centre, and looking at the plans and the graphics and the fly-through, the West Gate Metropolitan Centre, for all its development, will be about anywhere between 50 to 67% of surface car park land use will be used in surface car parking, similar to Albany, Botany, and the older Manukau City Centre. Which, on one hand, Westgate has been triumphant by some as a new metropolitan centre being built out of the ground and taking West Auckland into the 21st century, giving it a major employment centre. Although that said, it will never have an industrial base, the South currently does. And while on the other side, it has been pretty much universally panned as a continuation of 1990s auto-centric planning, which promotes segregated and separated use between residential, commercial, and whatever industrial there is. And the only way to get around is virtually by car, rather than much older style planning and now 21st century planning, especially in the United States and in the European Union, where the uses are mixed together, thus minimizing the need for intra-center traffic, meaning you are more likely to walk, cycle, or if going from one end to the other of a larger metropolitan center, maybe catch a bus or, if applicable, even a train. So what is it about Westgate that attracts the praise for some, but cops universal panning from others? Just a disclaimer and a note that DNZ, New Zealand, have a major stake in the Westgate Metropolitan Centre, which I'll be commenting on for your weekend analysis. It is note that DNZ have filed a further submission against my own submission to the unitary plan around the super metropolitan centres for Monaco and Albany, with DNZ coming out in opposition. So just a note there. So what's going on with Westgate? Well, if we just back the bus up, or back the dump truck up quickly, it's to note that Westgate is currently primarily greenfield and is connected primarily by State Highways 16 and 18, with a rudimentary bus system flowing through the area. Now, Westgate is deemed a metropolitan centre, one of 10 in Auckland. It is the only greenfield metropolitan centre, which meaning it's basically going to be built from scratch, while the other nine are in existing areas and would be classified as brownfield and needing to be retrofitted. Now, in the unitary plan, the purpose of the metropolitan centre, which is currently second tier behind the main city centre, is to car encourage integrated planning and integrated land use, which has in effect minimises intra-centre traffic movement by car. And the idea through integrated meaning that you would have mixed use scattered throughout the said metropolitan centre. That means and you can have dedicated commercial and residential within the centre itself, but primarily the use should be looking at more mixed format, where you can have commercial and residential together in the same building, or different commercial classes within a similar on the same land mass. A classic example would be a shopping mall, where you have a large scale shopping centre with all the individual shops, hospitality through a food court, maybe even bars and restaurants on the external flanks, and a large supermarket thrown in. A classic example is Manukau. You can go one step further to what the Americans and Europeans do, with a mall inside a metropolitan centre, and flip it over into a retrofitted town centre by adding residential apartments and even a hotel within the mall precinct itself. It's something that I would hope would happen with Manukau over said time. Also, within metropolitan centres, your large format retail, aka box retail. So your Mitre 10s, your Bunnings, your external warehouses, and your external Countdowns and Pack and Saves would be kept to a minimum. They still would be allowed, but would be kept to a minimum and confined to areas such as a general business zone, which might be flanking a metropolitan centre or located much further away, if they cannot be integrated into the metropolitan centre itself. Now, what Westgate has done, looking at the graphics, is if they've gone for the 90s model of segregating, apart from the town centre, which would I assume would have some residential in it, the rest of it is segregated out entirely. You've got large format retail at one end, you've got residential at the other, which is not a lot. Most of the residential would take in place in the social housing area further to the northwest. Then you've got large employment, which is basically commercial office and another land space, and then you have industrial, although that can be separated in its own right further down the line. So basically you have segregated uses for each class of activity rather than mixing them together, which the Metropolitan Centre actually encourages to the point it actually mandates via the unitary plan. So what Westgate has done, even though the Metropolitan Centre's zones are not live yet and they will be in 2 years, thus maybe the developers could have been coaxed and the plans updated to reflect the fact Westgate sits in the Metropolitan Centre, is have more integrated development inside the metropolitan centre, so it's all mixed together to cut down intra-centre traffic via the car. Furthermore, metropolitan centres actually have parking maximum restrictions, like the city centre, meaning instead of having parking minimums per so much square metres of floor space, it actually has a maximum. Thus, it was designed to discourage your land space being chewn up by surface parking. That said, you could get around it by shoving your parking underground as much as you needed and shoving your development over the top. We're slowly seeing this with Sylvia Park Metropolitan Centre, as the owners of Sylvia Park look to develop over the surface car parks that they've got, with more commercial retail, more commercial office, and even residential. I think they're also beginning, plans have just come out to do the same for Lynn Mall as well, out in New Lynn. With Manukau City Centre, that, even with that place, is 67% thereabouts in surface parking, but slowly that parking's either been flipped over to a parking building or development going over the top of it, such as the Lot 59 being flipped over to the Manukau bus interchange whenever that happens, which also would include commercial retail, office, and possibly residential as well. So even Manukau City Centre, which was designed in the 60s and is now deemed a metropolitan centre, is moving towards a more integrated land use pattern to cut down on intra traffic movements around the centre, and it actually would make it more feasible to have better transport facilities inside, such as shuttle busing. You could even get away with trams if the centre develops to an intense enough level. But what we're seeing here with Westgate is the exact opposite. It's going for separated uses, even though it's a metropolitan centre. And it's by the way, it looks so that most of the land is going to be just surface parking rather than shoving it underground and building over the top. And so we're looking at another 1990s development scene, basically effectively in Albany, which has died off at the moment development-wise. So you can see why Westgate Metropolitan Centre at the moment in some quarters has been universally panned. Following, despite the fact that Metropolitan Centre, which is meant to promote parking maximums, shoving parking underground, and integrated uses between residential, commercial services, retail and commercial offices, and even civic infrastructure such as parks, a community centre and library, which has generated debate, which I could cover in another podcast using SimCity 4 as an analogy. But what we're seeing here is we're going back to the old ways of separated uses. So effectively, the Northwest will drown in an ocean of car parking. And the question was asked, could Westgate be retrofitted like Monaco and Sylvia Park and Lynmall in due time, and have that surface car parking buried underground and new urban development put over the top? This owes from the fact that at the moment it is more expensive to put your parking under the underground and your building over the top, and if the construction of that costs more than the land value per square meter, of course they're going to go for the surface parking first. So it is somewhat understandable. Westgate has done this, a lot of its surface parking, although I wonder if the council could have coerced the developers to put more of its parking underground off straight off the bat, rather than waiting for the land values to become so expensive in time that it will force a retrofit in any case, like Sylvia Park and Manukau. So you've got to look at the land economic issues. But in saying that, with land economics, you would think that you would develop your metropolitan centre that needs surface parking at first before land costs come to a point where it is more economical and efficient to boot it underground. You would think in your planning you would future-proof it to allow that to happen. Manukau certainly can do that. Sylvia Park can do that, and Lynmall is just about to go through it. Albany, I'm not so sure on. But the way it looks like it with Westgate, that is not possible. It cannot be retrofitted at any stage of the game owing to its segregated uses. So that means Westgate Metropolitan Centre is pretty much well stuffed from the word get-go. It has no opportunity without you bringing the bulldozer through or the wrecking ball through to integrate the uses together to cut down on intra-traffic movement, thus being able to put your parking underground and put urban development over the top to get best bang for your buck land use wise. So by 2040, which is approaching the life of the Auckland Plan, and while Manukau, Sylvia Park and Lynmall will be totally retrofitted and unrecognisable 3 decades down the track, owing to urban renewal, Westgate, it looks like it's going to be permanently stuck with what it with what it is about to have. So is this a planning success and something to be trumpeting about? No, I would rate this as an absolute planning failure, ranging close to New Lynn to certain extents with its wide roads and traffic lights everywhere, to Botany, although Botany can retrofit itself out, to Flatbush, which is basically in the middle of nowhere, and no public transport links, linking it up with the commercial and industrial centres of Manukau and East Tamaki. So basically, Westgate is going to be in the same sailboat as Flatbush, which means its legacy now is going to haunt future generations for decades to come, owing to the fact that it's just not able to look like it to be retrofitted out and without bringing in a mass bulldozer. So if I was the deputy mayor, I would take a good, hard look at Westgate, because this is not the kind of planning Northwest needs, especially with the busway delayed at the moment and public transport options lacking. And it's definitely not something I would pin up as a planning success, as because I would see it as a planning failure, especially to what our more advanced cousins are doing overseas, especially with places like Lynmall, Sylvia Park and Manukau showing the way of how a metropolitan centre should be done. Maybe not first time up, but done correctly. And this brings an end of your weekend analysis. In the Sunday roast, I won't be covering the humans of South Auckland. Instead, I will be covering... And so, apologies for the slight interruption and a bit of a backup there. I had to tend to a slight emergency. So yeah, with the Sunday roast coming up tomorrow, I'll be looking at as the prelude to the summit, Talking Auckland Summer Series, what it's like to be in Auckland and why I love my home so much. All here on Talking Auckland.